Good Thursday. Today is February the 20th, and you're listening to My Farm. Well, bird flu is making headlines all across the country, and it's making more headlines right here in the state of Ohio. We're going to visit with Ohio Department of Agriculture Director Brian Baldridge and get some of his thoughts on what's going on after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Well, bird flu making agricultural headlines as it has been wreaking havoc on some of the western Ohio counties that have large poultry flocks. The Ohio Director of Agriculture, Brian Baldridge, shared some comments in light of the most recent case that a human that has also contracted HPAI.
You know, this is just really tough on our poultry industry, but I got to say that the collaboration, the preparation is winning the place. Prepare for the worst, hope for the best. We hope this day didn't come, but we know that from 2022, when Ohio saw our first outbreaks, until basically the day before Christmas Eve in 24, we depopulated about 9.4 million birds in Ohio over a few spikes of outbreaks. And since Christmas Eve, just this last Christmas Eve to the day, you know, we're pushing close to over 11.5 million birds. So realizing the impact. And unfortunately, it's isolated where our most of our big producers are. A lot of, you know, Dark and Mercer counties kind of, they go back and forth. Who has the most poultry? Who has the most agriculture in general? So this is, it's devastating to our industry. But I have to say that the collaboration going on between our producers, the Ohio Poultry Association, USDA and ODA, you know, the goal is to capture this, identify we have a problem, we have to depopulate, but the key is keeping that disease, that bird flu, contained to the premise. We know that that's the best practices, following USDA guidelines that our goal is to do, but working with the industry, the feeling for those folks that are living this each and every day, and we're hopeful that this spike, we've seen these spikes in the past, will end soon.
The director also commented about the first human case that was found in Ohio last week.
And we, you know, we work very closely with the Ohio Department of Health on this. We, you know, it was a worker. We know the risk to humans is very, very, very low. We know that this is between livestock. This is where the issue is. But unfortunately, you know, we did have a detection that was somebody working on a positive site on depopulation, working through that. So, and we just encourage those best procedures, those proper PPEs, as if you are a worker, somebody working on a site where it is a positive site, just use those things that are given to you so that, you know, we can keep this down and keep the spread. Because we don't want more negatives, because this could hurt our market. So we don't want that, because the Poultry Association, our poultry products, our farmers, we love raising a wonderful, good protein product that's safe, that we love feeding Ohio, we love feeding the world.
Those again, the comments of Ohio Department of Agriculture Director Brian Baldridge. Stay tuned, we'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Well, in other agricultural headlines, the organization known as the Humane Society of the United States, or HSUS, has changed their name. Their name change now being called Humane World for Animals. Now, Kitty Block is currently the leader of the organization, and she says that the new name is, quote, strong, it's memorable, and perfectly captures who they are and what they're striving to achieve. Now, interestingly enough, there is dissension among the animal rights activist community. The group PETA, or People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, went on the offensive last fall against groups like the Humane Society of the United States and the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, or HSUS and ASPCA, saying they are promoting, quote, factory farming operations that label their products as, quote, certified or humane. Now, one of the chief complaints of HSUS is that they do not have a connection with local humane societies. Rather, they've been piggybacking off the good work that the local animal shelters do, and that name recognition has helped them bring in roughly $170 million a year in donations. The HSUS has often spent close to $1 million on direct lobbying efforts to the federal government, often related to fighting animal agriculture, promoting vegan causes, and ending what's considered animal cruelty, and that lobbying amount has skyrocketed ever since 2017. Now, most sources investigating have found that just 1% of the HSUS funds actually make it to animal shelters. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.